From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian opposition forces, backed by Turkish airstrikes, launched an offensive in northern Syria to get control of the key border town Badbig from the Islamic State. Turkey launched unprecedented cross-border strikes against IS strongholds on August 24th, just days after linking IS fighters to a suicide bombing at a Turkish wedding, left 51 dead. Suicide bomber blew himself up near Shiite mourners in the northern district of the Iraqi capital Baghdad, killing dozens. Edward Uranian is following the story.
Men shouted and women wailed after a suicide bomber blew himself up inside a tent camp in the northern Baghdad district of Ashab, killing dozens of Shiite pilgrims and wounding scores of others. The crowd had gathered to mark the annual Shiite Ashura ritual commemorating the death of Hussein, grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. Military spokesman Colonel Saad Man told Iraqi media that the suicide bomber infiltrated the open-air market. He says that the bomber blew up a suicide belt in the crowded Shalal market among the Ashura celebrants belonging to the Bahabul tribe. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Once again, multiple missiles fired from Houthi-controlled Yemen have targeted U.S. warship in the Red Sea. USS Mason was not hit today. It was the third time, though, this week that the destroyer and other U.S. ships have been targeted off the coast of Yemen. U.S. military struck three radar sites in Yemen in response to missile launches. This is VOA News. U.S.